This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to the Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Hello, Tim.
Hello.
It's nice to meet you. How are you doing this week?
I'm doing bad. How are you
Why
doing
Why are you
this?
Doing bad?
Tom, it's been a bad November for old Tim.
Tim, it's literally November 1st. Not to date this podcast, but it's November 1st.
We're recording 1st. On November 1st. It's been a bad day for me.
It's been a bad day for me. I ate too much candy.
I did too.
I felt sick all day. And I knew I was going to feel sick, but that couldn't stop me from eating like half a bag of Swedish fish.
This is what sucks about Halloween when you're a grown up.
Yeah.
I had candy for breakfast and lunch today.
Wait, doesn't sound like it sucks.
I've eaten nothing but candy today.
Yeah, I mean, that's not
cool when you're six.
Yeah,
but then
you
your
also
parents
can't
are like,
do
yeah.
it well, when you're six.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And there's a reason.
Yeah.
They were right. They were right to make us eat
no,
other things.
But you know, you know what? Their reason wasn't you'll feel sick. It was more like you're gonna go off the walls bonkers.
It's a little bit of both.
Yeah. I only somewhat recently learned that when I was a kid, I was never given chocolate because I would go absolutely insane. And as a kid,
that.
I think I kind of like I had like Stockholm syndrome, and I thought I didn't like chocolate.
Oh, wow. That's smart.
Yeah.
Your parents were very smart.
Yeah,
because
when I was a kid, I was just like, no, I don't really like chocolate.
Poop, brown, chocolate, brown.
I don't think they even had to go that far. I think they were just like, no, you don't like chocolate. And I was like, yeah, I don't like chocolate. Yeah, but it worked. I mean, I would eat other crap, but I wouldn't eat chocolate. Apparently, it was beyond just like sugar would make me crazy, but like chocolate, it was like they had to call the cops. He's got a knife.
You should I don't know. You should never give a child a knife.
They didn't give it to me, Tim. Oh. I found it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you should lock up your knives if you're in a house.
Oh,
with
come on, you can keep the steak knives in the kitchen.
I don't know. Not if you're going to have chocolate in the house, too, Tom.
When I was a kid, too, I didn't understand why. I was like, you know, it's a great thing. Because, you know, when you're a kid, you can't, like, you can't cook anything. You don't know how to make anything, but you still...
I could make things.
But you still want to make stuff?
I could microwave stuff.
I'm talking about, like, earlier than that. Before you're trusted with microwave privileges.
Okay.
Like, when you're very young, like
I feel
five,
like I was trusted with microwave privileges pretty early.
Well, not if you were calling it microwave.
Microwave. I have marbles in my mouth. I'm sorry.
I would, like, the first thing I learned how to make, quote-unquote, was just putting butter on bread.
Mm.
And I was just like, man, this is great. Like, I'll eat this all the time. And my parents were like, no, it's not good for you. And I'm like, no, it seems like it's good. It's very simple. Simple ingredients. Butter and bread.
Ah, the best ingredients.
The best better ingredients.
Better ingredients, better buttered bread.
Yeah.
Tom, you're not even going to ask me why I'm bad?
I was busy talking about myself. Why are you bad?
Tom, can I ask you? I don't know what I'm going to do with myself here. Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
To set the stage, it is October 31st, the night of Halloween. Mm-hmm. I decide with my wife to order burritos from Seamless.com.
Okay.
There are two places in our neighborhood that we get burritos from.
Right, because you don't want to exhaust their supply.
Well, no, one, one, I'm like, they put a lot of vegetables in it, which is nice sometimes.
Right.
But sometimes I just want like a garbage burrito, right, with like less vegetables and more like cheese.
Right. You, yeah, like beans and rice.
Right.
Uh-huh.
To be clear, there's beans and rice in both, but the one has more. But here's the thing.
But you're like, I don't want a vegetarian burrito. I want just a burrito without meat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the one...
Don't put healthy stuff in there.
The one without all the vegetables, you have to eat with a knife and fork because they put sour cream and cheese on the outside of it.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's an enchilada, isn't it?
I don't know what that is, Tom.
Well, enchilada requires sauce, but... Yeah,
so anyway,
a wet burrito.
So I got the we got the one that you could eat with our hands, right? The vegetable burritos, and that's the kind of one where it's like, yeah, I just want to sit back, watch Shark Tank on Hulu, and eat a burrito with my hands, right? We don't need silverware for this. We're doing that last night. It's great eating this, and I take a bite. There's something weird. I'm just like, I should just swallow it. And then I was just like, wait, no, don't swallow it. Like, you've never tasted this before.
Uh-huh.
Let's investigate. So I pull it out of my mouth and it keeps coming
out. But you were
out.
Thinking like, yeah, you know, this is not going to end well and I'd like to just eat the rest of this burrito.
Exactly. And I
in
pull
blissful
it out.
Ignorance.
Pull it out. It's like, was this some sort of worm? Nope. It was a rubber band. Oh. There was a rubber band in my burrito. Now, Tom.
Uh-huh.
That's gross, right?
It's not as gross as a finger, which is what I thought you were going to say. Maybe
you
it was
thought
just
I found a finger in my burrito and I'm just telling you about it right now?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay,
I don't know your list of priorities. I mean, what am I going to do about it?
So number one, Tom, I am grateful that I pulled it out of my mouth.
Yeah, thank goodness it wasn't a finger.
I could have choked, right? If it was a rubber band. Oh, it was a big rubber band.
Don't get dramatic. You would have been fine.
Would I? Or would I have choked? I don't think I would have died, but it would have been like a situation and like I would have been like, oh my God, I could have died.
Oh, maybe it would have been a wake-up call to chew your food better.
I did chew my food. That's how I found out about it, Tom. Tom, why do you have to turn everything into an attack or like, Tim, you're a real big fucking idiot. Like I can't tell a story without you being like, Tim, well, you're pretty dumb. You really are a dumb asshole. Sick of it. Well, I could have died. I could have choked on a rubber band, and you're just like, well, you're not as smart as me. You're not even that smart, Tom.
I've never eaten a rubber band.
And neither did I.
I've eaten a couple of rubber bands purposefully.
Now, Tom, here's the thing.
It looked like spaghetti at the time.
No. I stopped eating that burrito.
Okay.
Even though I was still hungry. I ate the chips. We got chips, too. I can't order from that place again, right?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. It's an honest mistake, right? They keep like bunches. Like there's cilantro.
Broccoli, maybe? A broccoli rubber band?
No, it wasn't that thick.
It was in, what were those? The wad? The guy from The Sopranos was selling those broccoli rubber bands as like a wallet.
What?
You
are
don't
you
remember
talking
this?
About? What guy from the Sopranos? Polly Walnuts?
It wasn't Polly Walnuts.
Christopher?
It wasn't Christopher.
Carmella?
It wasn't Carmella. It was one of the boys.
AJ. Anthony Jr.
No, it wasn't Anthony Jr. It was like somebody I think that got killed. I think it was Big P Word.
Yeah.
That was selling them. Because that's like a very mafioso thing to do to keep you know, your wad of cash. With a broccoli rubber band.
Is
Did
it?
You know that?
No.
Apparently it is. Hey, I need a very thick rubber band to hold all my cash. But he was selling them on like late night TV. It was just like a broccoli rubber band with like a gold colored plastic like dollar sign.
Wow.
I've seen them in stores. I haven't seen them in stores. I've seen them in rest stops. But yeah, you can hold all your money in there. But the thing is, you need a lot of money to keep that rubber band taut.
That's not what almost killed me last night, Tom.
Okay, well...
This was just like a rubber band that you'd find around like... I would think it probably came from like the cilantro.
Okay,
so like I didn't...
relatively thin.
Yeah, I was telling people about this and they were like, oh my God, you must be eating for free for the rest of your life. It's like, no. They're like, well, what did they say when you called them? It's like, I didn't friggin' call them. It was an honest mistake.
Yeah.
But still, I have a feeling I'm going to be eating burritos with a knife and fork for the foreseeable future, right?
So you didn't eat any of the rest of the burrito?
No, I was about halfway through.
Yeah. I would probably like pull apart that burrito, but I'd eat the rest of it.
No, that means you're a sicko, Tom. Because at the very least, that rubber band wasn't like clean.
It was on the vegetables.
Yeah, but if...
Yeah, they ain't cleaned the vegetables. If
the rubber band holding the vegetables together survived the cleaning, that those vegetables weren't cleaned very
well. It's a sign
that... It's the canary in the coal mine, Tom.
Yeah, it's a sign that there's not attention to detail at this particular establishment.
Right. I didn't expect there was either. They're burritos you order and they're at your door in 4 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a place like that, actually, and it's a burrito place near me that actually like really don't order from anymore because it always makes me sick and I have no idea why. And I mostly order salads from them.
Probably because the food's bad. And you're lying. Mostly order salads. You've never eaten a salad in your life.
No, because they have like the salad is gigantic. So then I'll eat a salad if it's like three meals worth of salads.
As long as you could be a monster in some way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's very good. It always tastes delicious. And like I said, it's a ton of food and it's cheap and it's quick. And it doesn't.
Well, Tom, one time it makes you sick. Maybe you try one more time. But if it's made you sick on multiple occasions, you should never order from there again.
No, but it doesn't make me like sick in a conventional sense. It puts me in like a fugue state. Maybe it's just because I'm eating too much.
Yeah.
That might be what it is. But it always just makes me...
Is there chocolate in it?
There's a little chocolate on the top as a... not on the top, on the bottom as a dessert when you're done with everything else.
The buried treasure, they call it.
Yeah. So you're not going to order from this burrito place anymore?
Well, here's the thing. I don't want to eat burritos with a knife and fork for the rest of my life.
Yeah,
I'm not going to move in the foreseeable future.
Right.
I think... This will all blow over in a couple weeks. I think I need to eat two burritos from the other place and then really be in the mood to hunker down and watch some Shark Tank and eat with my hands. But I'm going to be on the lookout. I don't want to have to live looking over my shoulder before every bite.
Yeah.
That's like living like The Sopranos, Tom.
Exactly.
With my broccoli... friggin' rubber band money and looking over my shoulder to make sure that I'm
thinking there are black helicopters circling.
Yeah, and a rubber band looking to jump in my throat.
Why don't you get some burrito gloves for the other place and just eat with your hands? Get some nice dishwashing gloves.
Do you think there's a line of big burrito gloves?
Tim, I should have started this episode by saying it's a me, Tom.
Do you want to? All right, do a take. I'm editing this week.
Yes.
I'll put it at the beginning of the episode. I'll replace it.
Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Count me down.
In five.
I don't need a count from five. I'm a professional.
Two.
Well, no, you got to do it from three. Come on.
Three. Two.
No, you don't have to say two. Just show the fingers.
And a three. And a.
Tim, you don't need to say and a either. That's
just a verbal tick. Well, I'll cut that out as well.
Okay. Well, should we gag you before it?
What?
Well, so you don't say the and.
No, I said I'll cut it out.
Well, but it's distracting to me.
And a three.
Well, and a three? That wasn't even a four. It's...
In my head, I was counting from five in my head. That was the silence.
Right.
All
right,
let's go. And a three.
Hello, and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. It's a me, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
No.
I'm not going to... I'm the Luigi to your Mario in this scenario.
Oh, you would be glad to be it. You'd be lucky to be it.
What would I be? You want me to be Peach, you pervert. You always try to kiss me, Tom. You always try to save me from people. I don't need saving.
Mario doesn't try and kiss Peach.
What?
He doesn't try and kiss her. He wants to marry her.
Yeah, what do you think Mario's about? Kissing. Well,
but he's very
kissing day and night. Morning, noon, and night.
Well,
it's all kissing.
Tim, you're a newlywed, so you have to tell me.
Take it from me.
It sounds like you don't like it. It sounds like it's too much kissing for you.
What do you mean? It's great. I love all the kissing. Move on.
We're talking about Super Mario this week.
Yes.
Because guess what? He's just released his latest game.
Super Mario Odyssey. Yeah. You say Mario.
Yeah, let's get that out of the way.
Yeah.
Because I don't want letters about this. I say Mario.
I used to say Mario.
Yeah.
Then what? I went to college, Tom. To get more knowledge. You apparently went to Jupiter to get more stupider. But I went to college and everybody relentlessly made, when I was like, let's play Mario Kart, because that was like what we did freshman year. It was kind of our floors thing. Floor 6, Weinstein Hall. Shout out. Everybody was like, you mean Mario?
Yeah.
And so I just started saying Mario to fit in. And that's why I have so many friends.
I did not care about fitting in college.
Yeah, that's for damn sure.
Well, I mean, I'm barely in touch with anyone I know from college.
You were a troll in college, right?
What do you mean a troll?
I don't know, you sh**.
What, Tim? Don't say things like that. In this political climate, that is not a fun. All I said was that you kiss your wife all the time.
Yeah, well, I accuse you of being a troll, Tom. And also, like, maybe you should have been nicer to me instead of being like, "Ah, oh, you're being dramatic about choking on that rubber band." Well, this is you. This is on you. You created this climate.
You did this to yourself.
Sorry, Tom. You didn't actually do that.
No, I mean, I was relentlessly teased about other words that I say with a Long Island accent.
Like what?
Water. Because I don't say water. I say water.
Water?
Yeah.
You have kind of like a Pittsburgh thing. You say like water.
I say water, and I say sore instead of saw.
Yeah, that's not Long Island.
Yeah, and that's, I think it... Like, in retrospect, the people making fun of my accent were all from Long Island, even though I was in a different state.
Right.
But nobody, it wasn't until, like, very recently that I learned people don't say Mario, they say Mario.
Mario.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hang with mostly Italian stuff.
Right.
People who, born and raised in Italy.
Who have the broccoli wads.
No, Tom, that's a stereotype.
What? All Italians love broccoli and recycling, and they recycle their... I mean, some Italians, like you, eat rubber bands, but these ones...
I didn't eat... Tom, now you're twisting my words. Yeah, just the way, you know, I know it was a Charlie Chaplin mustache, Tom, because you love silent film. I know, but I said it was another thing. But you have to be divisive. Yeah. So I was trying to be divisive right back. And this is, Tom, Tim, I think we taught America a lesson right now.
You know very well that I had a mustache and a goatee in high school that I got rid of in college. I grew out of it.
Did you shave it in college?
I'm sure I had it again at like some points, but yeah, I don't remember specifically having it. Because I only had it in high school to buy beer.
Yeah, and to walk around and be like, hey.
Hey.
Check out my hot rod. You always... We're building a hot rod.
I was always building a hot rod and never finished it.
Nobody ever finishes their hot rod.
Tim, you're thinking of Tim Allen from Home Improvement. That's the only frame of reference you have for this.
Yeah. I figured it was
working
off...
Name another example of somebody who
has... I thought maybe he was working off a trope about hot rods in general.
No, I think it was a trope about Tim Allen just being like a, you know, like a kind of a dummy a little bit.
Well,
a man who does not finish what he starts.
Well, Tom, maybe that's a stereotype of all hot rod builders. I don't know of anyone who's ever built a hot rod, Tom.
I do know, actually.
Tom, I thought we were talking about...
that built a hot rod.
You don't. You said that to look cool. let's talk about Mario.
Yeah.
This is a contentious, a surprisingly contentious episode.
Yeah. This is Super Mario Odyssey. He's going on an odyssey. Like the Odyssey.
Right.
Which is the name of his ship in the video game.
Wow, Tom.
It is for the Nintendo Switch. I have it sitting right here.
You brought your Nintendo Switch to the studio for some reason.
I was planning on playing while we recorded.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you could just do, and I'll be like, almost. Let me try
to
that
give,
again.
To give listeners an idea of what it's like to hang out with you.
But this...
Sometimes we're like, you're like, hey, let's record at my house. It's like, cool, I'll go to your apartment. And then I just sit there for 2.5 hours while you play video games. And you're like, oh, isn't this a thrill for you to watch?
Are you not entertained?
Tom, I have an older brother.
Yeah.
I've watched more video games played than I've ever played by like 10 times. And my brother was a nice boy.
Yes.
About it. And I still barely ever got to play. I was forever Luigi.
No room for nice boys in video games. Well, I've said...
That's for goddamn sure.
I've said multiple times on this show, and in life, Luigi's the better brother.
Why?
He's taller. He's skinnier. He's more afraid of ghosts. When he jumps, he can jump higher, and he has less control, and his legs spin around.
Okay. That checks out.
No, I've always liked Luigi more, even though, you know what? Green for a long time was one of my favorite colors, but now it's red.
nice to see that at 36 you've evolved your favorite color.
Yeah. Well, and you know what, Tim?
I got more information.
I'm blossoming into myself, and I'm realizing, you know, maybe my favorite colors weren't my favorite colors. And lately, my favorite color is red, past couple of years, so.
Wow.
Put that in your hat. Keep everybody, that in your hat.
Everybody
keep that
take
under your
note.
Hat.
Tom, mm-hmm. Can we talk about Mario, please? Instead
yes.
of your favorite colors, and Super, instead of this Luigi fella?
Super Mario Odyssey, fantastic game. Luigi's not in it, which is.
What? Really?
Yeah, it's a real bummer.
Wow. If I were you, I'd just throw that Nintendo Switch right in the trash.
You can buy, spoiler alert, I haven't gotten to this yet, but you can buy...
Wait, hold on. Is this an actual spoiler? I know this is a game where I've never seen more like spoiler alerts on casual
articles. No, this is not a spoilery thing, because you can get this even if you have an amiibo. You can buy...
What?
I'll get to it. You can buy Luigi's hat. And clothes and dress Mario up as Luigi.
Yeah, but that doesn't make him tall and skinny and
no.
make him jump higher
no.
lose control
you
and spin his legs around.
Apparently the same thing with Wario and
Wario.
And Waluigi.
Waluigi is the dumbest name.
But here's the thing. In Japan,
why don't they call it Luigi?
No, it's like a weird thing. Waluigi like translates to like something that works better than Wario.
Well, guess what, Tom? That's all good and well for the Japanese.
Right.
But for the Americans, we need Luigi.
See, no, that's too...
Once you learn it, Luigi.
No. Wario and Waluigi are
Why
what,
would
what their
Wario,
names are.
Why would be Wario, not Wario? Like war.
Well, I mean, maybe it is like Wario. I don't know. It's just an upside down M. That's the whole shtick. That's the whole.
So why is
but
it
I think Waluigi.
You put the L upside down and you put an F.
The L is upside down on his hat.
But that's not a letter. That's the problem.
L is a letter.
Not an upside down L.
No. It's probably like a Russian letter. They have a lot of upside down letters.
We can talk about Mario or what, Tom?
Yes. So I haven't beaten the game yet, despite playing a heck of a lot of it. But Luigi's not in it.
Okay. Is King Koopa in it?
King Koopa. This King Koopa. Bowser. To the colloquially known as Bowser.
I show him nothing but respect for my king.
You know what this guy's up to again?
He's stealing the princess that you want to kiss.
Yeah, and he's trying to marry her himself. And this jerk has the nerve to put posters up all over the place about the wedding.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm up to the level where I'm like Mario crashing the wedding. And Mario buys into all this. He wears a white tuxedo to the wedding.
What?
Yeah.
She's being married against her will?
Without her consent whatsoever.
And Mario's just buying into it?
Yeah, I mean, kind of. Like, I bought him some nice outfits in this game.
What? There's too much clothes buying in modern video games.
No, that's what makes modern video games great, Ian. Ian, it's like when you were a kid, when you were a boy, you never wanted to play with paper dolls.
Not really.
I did. But not with like the girl paper dolls. I wanted like boy paper dolls.
You know what I didn't like about paper dolls?
What?
It was tough to cut. It was tough to cut them out.
Yeah, just had to be careful.
I was also a lefty, and they never had left-handed scissors.
I'm a lefty too, man. Just gotta go slow and steady.
Yeah, I didn't have the patience. But I was allowed to eat chocolate, so I didn't do very many things slowly.
Actually, I use scissors righty. That's one of my things.
I learned to use scissors righty.
I'm not lefty. I'm cross dominant. You know what that means? Like it's not a sexual thing.
No, that sounds like a millennial thing.
I don't know.
Something like that your uncle would confront you about at Thanksgiving dinner.
So your mom tells me you're cross-dominant.
What does that even mean? What does that mean? No, I'm just curious. I'm just curious what it means, because we used to call it ambidextrous. What's the difference? And what's offensive about ambidextrous?
I'll tell you what the difference is, Tim. Ambidextrous means you can use both hands just as well for tasks. Cross-dominant means you use some hands for some tasks, some hands for other tasks. I write and draw lefty, but pretty
much...
You
draw?
I draw.
I'd like to see some of your drawings one day.
Oh, I have a lot of you. I'll be happy to show them to you. They're caricatures, so you're not going to like a lot of them.
Are they offensive caricatures?
They're not offensive, but they're very mean.
Are they all of me eating spaghetti?
They're unfairly you eating spaghetti and just making a real mess. Mm. But yeah, so I write and draw lefty, but like anything else, like sports and what was the thing I just mentioned?
Using scissors.
Scissors, righty. Those things, righty. Pretty much anything where... This is how I think I became cross-dominant. That I'm a lefty, but I'm lazy. So anything where it was like too hard to do lefty, where it was like, oh, we don't have a lefty scissors or whatever, I was like, fine, just give me what you got. I'll make
Tom,
it work.
Let me ask you and, this.
I know what you're going to ask, and yes, I am one of the best cutters that you've ever seen.
I don't know.
Very handy with a pair of scissors. So
I don't know
that to
be true.
Give me a pair of scissors and some construction paper, and I'm going to make one of those things that you pull out. What are those things called?
I don't know what you're talking
about.
You cut a pattern,
then you pull it out, and you're like, oh, look at this. They're all holding hands.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. One of those things.
That's a thing. What's the name of it?
A banner or something?
Sure. I'm one of the best banner makers the world's ever
known.
Tom, why do you act like
I'm a jerk for suggesting something? You didn't know the word. I know this isn't the correct word. I threw something out there and then you were just like, yeah, that's what it is. You didn't know the word either. I'm offering a suggestion.
Tim,
you need to be nicer to me, Tom.
I was being 100% sincere when I said
I'm one
of the best banner makers that the world's ever seen.
Ooh,
it's a very
wallop you one of these days, Tom.
So Super Mario Odyssey is a very fun game. I wish you could play it, but unfortunately I just have these one controllers. Actually, I don't. You can use the other controller. Here's one of the things they changed. This is why there's no Luigi. It is two player. You know who the second player plays as?
Luigi.
Mario's hat.
I don't want to play as a hat, Tom.
Well, you don't even know what this hat's capable of.
Tell me about this hat.
First off, the hat's got a name.
But you didn't tell me the name.
Can you guess what would you call a hat?
Cap.
Ah,
Cappy.
Yes, you got it.
Wow. All right.
The hat's name.
Sign me up, Nintendo.
The hat's name is Cappy. Mm-hmm. You throw them at things. And this is not, you know, they're not rewriting history here. Mario's hat was not always sentient, but he is in this game.
Does he? Is there lore behind it? Do you find out how it became sentient?
Well, he comes from the I forget what it's called. I think it might be like the Cappy Kingdom. It's where all the hats live.
Like the Crappy Kingdom. We're talking about storytelling.
I'd love to see you go to Cappy Kingdom and say that. You get your ass kicked by hats of all sorts.
What are they going to kick me with, Tom?
They can throw themselves these hats.
Hmm. You know what they should do?
What?
With all those bags of Andy Capp's hot fries?
Completely unrelated.
No, they should rebrand them as Cappy's hot fries. And then all the kids would be going mad for them.
You think the people that make Andy Capp's hot fries have the ability to license Nintendo?
They got Andy Capp back in 1943 or whatever.
Tim,
is Andy Capp in the public domain yet? Can we have like?
Can we start making our own Andy Capp's hot fries?
Yeah, it wouldn't be hot fries; it'd be like fire fries, or
right? Because Andy Capp's hot fries are not the public domain,
right? Exactly.
But Andy Capp might be at this point.
Yeah,
unaware, Tim. I've never.
Is Cappy in the public domain?
Cappy
yet?
Is not in the public domain. Cappy is a young.
You don't know how old he is.
That's not how copyright works.
That would suck if it was based on the age of the character. Because it'd be like Mr. Magoo would be immediately in the public domain.
Or the...
They have to die first. The ghost Casper would be in the public domain from day one.
Maybe, yeah. I was going to say the Twilight vampires, but yeah, only the dead ones.
Yeah.
It's... They're
neither dead nor alive.
Oh, that's true. I don't know if the U.S. copyright laws have anything about undead.
Mm.
Otherwise, you could be writing all of your Edward.
That's why we need to know more lawyers, Tom.
I don't feel the need.
So we can publish books with Edward in them.
All the lawyers I do know, I ask them questions like this constantly, and they tell me not to. They tell me to... please stop, that they don't know if I could make my own hot fries.
Well,
that
we all
they're
know.
Quote unquote not that type of lawyer like there are other types.
Tom, we've proven we can make our own hot fries.
We've cracked the recipe.
Yeah, we have a great recipe. I think they're better than Andy Capp's.
Oh, they're certainly hotter.
Yeah, we should
they're
get
dangerously hot.
The Nintendo folks on the line
and make Cappy's hot fries.
Yes.
What
are we talking about here? I thought we were talking about Mario, Tom.
We are talking about Mario.
Now you're trying to steer the conversation into hot fries.
The new Mario game. I was talking about Cappy. So Cappy, here's the thing that Bowser did. Bowser took Cappy's sister, who's also a Cap, and he made her be a princess tiara for Princess Peach.
Subjugation.
It is. And also, like...
Wait, so hold on.
Mm-hmm.
But let's take a look at what,
that's
what Cappy's
why Cap,
life
that's
is.
What Cappy's, that's so why he's in this.
There's Cappy Land, right, where they all live.
Yeah, where they're all hats.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But then suddenly Mario is just like, you're going to come be my hat in the Toad Kingdom?
No, because listen, Cappy's got a stake in the game too, because Bowser took his sister.
Oh, so they're working together.
They're both like, hey, look, this son of a bitch took somebody we care about.
Well, I wouldn't say the B word, but go
well,
on.
Well, Cappy says it. He says something much
game?
Worse. Yeah.
Wow.
He calls Bowser a motherfucker. It's very off-putting. It's strange.
Yikes.
When he says it. They have a common goal, a common purpose. But I thought, like, I forgot that halfway through the game, and I started getting very not nostalgic, but maybe I was shipping You know what shipping is?
No, I don't know what
not,
shipping
not
is.
Not when you're not, hey, not the UPS, not FedEx. When you want two characters in a thing to be in a relationship.
That's what shipping is?
That's what shipping is.
People care too much about things.
Well, I'm watching this thing, and you know, as the story's going along,
you
I'm
want
like,
Mario to kiss Cappy.
No. Oh, it'd be weird if I beat the game and he was actually in love with Cappy's sister the whole time. If he had like a hat fetish, which would make a lot of sense with the rest of the game.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tom?
Yes.
What's your social battery like right now?
Beep.
Oh.
Boo.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Uh-huh.
Tom, I'll tell you from my perspective, since you're avoiding the question.
Uh-huh.
My social battery feels a little drained right now.
That was what that second sound was.
The getting
but
drained.
I had to do the going up to you, show you the going
you gotta
down.
Go up to get down.
That's what my first single's about.
It's weird. I feel kind of drained socially, even though you can attest I don't do much socially.
Yeah, and you enjoy social things, but
I do,
but
and
it drains you.
Yeah, I don't know. It can be very easy to ignore our social battery, which is kind of what I'm doing right now, and spread ourselves thin, or just not know, kind of like, you know, where the optimal socialization is for
you.
You
want to be a shut-in, but you can't be a party animal.
Yeah, what's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more time alone. I don't know, maybe you need a little bit of both. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Tom, we are, as everybody knows, very pro-therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
Anybody can benefit from therapy. It's not just for people, you know, dealing with trauma.
Yeah, or going through tough times.
Yeah, it's helpful for learning positive coping skills and setting boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, Tom. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, like you, Tom. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/complete guide today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/complete guide.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Tim, did you know before this game, which like I said, is phenomenal. I can't recommend this game enough.
And it's new.
It's brand new.
It's
just came out.
It's hot off the presses.
Yeah. Well, they put it to a cartridge this time.
I heard you could download it without a cartridge.
You could download it without a cartridge.
But then what's the resale value? Zero, right?
Well, and you're going to take up space on your Nintendo Switch.
Exactly. Imagine everybody was like, oh, no need to buy the Death of Superman comic. I'll just download it.
Yeah, and
those
people...
Then they wouldn't have been rich like us, who sold our copies of the Death of Superman for hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Even
they were
the open
items.
Ones.
Yeah. As long as you kept the armband intact.
Which I have. Well, I put a safety pin through it when I wore it.
Mm.
The entire franchise, the Super Mario franchise, including Super Mario, Mario Kart, which you like, Mario Party, tennis, and golf, has sold more than 500 million copies. That's a lot, huh?
Tom, can I... I have no basis. I have no idea what that is in relation to other video games. However...
Yeah.
Are they counting Donkey Kong?
I don't know. I'm sure they are, because that was a big seller. I read in my research that they sold 6 million copies of Donkey Kong for ColecoVision. I didn't know they made that many ColecoVisions. I had a cousin who had a Coleco.
Man, that's even trashier than Sega.
She was a little bit older, so...
It was an old cousin you had.
It was an old cousin.
An old depressing cousin you had.
And she had...
she seems very nice.
You have no idea who I'm talking about.
She had a Coleco.
She had a Coleco Vision.
Yeah.
Super Mario Brothers, The Great Mission to Rescue Princess Peach. Have you ever seen that motion picture?
That was a movie?
That was a movie. It was an anime movie.
Yeah.
I know you're a big anime guy.
I've never...
It's not one of those perverted animes, though, so you might not have seen it. But this was actually the first movie based on a video game.
When did that come out?
1986.
Wow. Does that predate the Super Mario Brothers video game?
No.
Okay.
I mean...
Stop looking at me like I'm adult.
Well, you think they based the video game on a movie?
Maybe.
That would be crazy. I think we'd all know that.
They based my favorite video game on a movie.
What's that? Home Alone?
E.T.
Oh, E.T.
Yeah.
No, they... I didn't even know that there was a Super Mario Brothers. Thank God I didn't. Because if I were a kid and I knew there was a motion picture length Super Mario cartoon... I would have gone to any length that an 8-year-old could see.
You'd have been very confused.
Probably, because it would have been all in Japanese. One time when I was a kid, me, AJ, friend of the show, his dad took us to Nassau Coliseum to go to a comic book convention when we were all like, I don't know, maybe like 10 years old, a bunch of us kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought a Japanese movie, not knowing it was in Japanese. And that it was, like, inappropriate for a kid.
Okay. Anyway, did you watch it? It was on VHS?
It was on VHS. And it was, you know, like a bootleg or whatever. Anyway.
Did you ever watch the Super Mario Brothers Super Show starring Captain Lou Albano?
I did, Tim. Captain Lou Albano and Danny Wells as Luigi.
Wow, Tom, did you know that off the top of your head? The way you looked at me looked like you were trying to convince me that you knew that.
No.
As if I'd be impressed by the fact that you knew that trivia.
Did you watch this TV show when it was around? This was on Channel 11 here, right? WPIX?
It was, but at some point... Oh, it wasn't on NBC. The NBC one
that was
had,
later.
Like,
that was once Nintendo realized, like, oh, we shouldn't just license our most popular characters to whatever garbage.
Yeah, and they had like the eggplant guy was in it. It was like all the different Nintendo stars teamed up.
Oh yeah, Captain N. Or
yeah,
something.
And a boy got sucked into the TV.
Yeah,
and there was a dog
and he was
there
killed.
Too. No, he wasn't killed.
Oh, he wasn't.
He went on adventures with the Nintendo crew.
That's what. So the Super Mario cartoon that I was reading about, the original cartoon movie, apparently in that movie, it sounds like it was very meta that the Super Mario gets sucked into a Nintendo while playing
his own game.
not his own game, but like he sees like the princess getting captured. I don't know what game that was supposed to be that he was playing that he got
maybe
sucked
Donkey
into.
Kong, but no, he was the protagonist was Donkey of Donkey Kong. Kong.
Yeah, he was Jumpman.
Yeah. Hmm. Really makes you think, Tom.
Tim, I want to go through some of the Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
Wait, hold on.
What? We're
currently on Netflix, by the way.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Tom, don't get too excited. I watched 4 minutes of it before I was like, life's too short to revisit this. Like, this is not, it's the wrong kind of nostalgic. It was like, oh no, everything I ever liked was terrible. My life has been a waste.
Well, maybe this will change the way you think about it, Tim, because I've got some trivia about that show for you.
Okay.
First things first, there were a lot of celebrity guest stars.
No, there weren't. Milli Vanilli. I remember the one episode where Milli Vanilli was supposedly in it, but they didn't even do their own voices.
let me name some of these guest stars listed on the Wikipedia page for this. Nedra Voles.
Who's that?
Norman Fell.
Hey, Norman Fell is Mr. Roper?
Yeah, I think so.
Am I right on that?
Donna Douglas.
I know Donna Dixon. Was it Donna Dixon?
It wasn't Donna Dixon. It's Donna Douglas. Eve Plum.
Hey, Jan Brady.
These are some A-list celebrities.
It's better than...
like the early 90s. Vanna White, who actually at that time was a get.
Yeah.
Jim Lang.
Who's Jim Lang?
Don't know. Danica McKellar.
Hey, Winnie Cooper.
Yes. Nicole Eggert.
She was on Charles in Charge.
Yes. Claire Carey. Brian Bonsall. And
why are you saying these names if you don't know who they are?
Professional athletes such as Lyle Alzando.
You know who Brian Bonsall is?
Who?
The little boy from Family Ties.
Oh, okay.
Michael J. Fox. Yeah.
Okay. Magic Johnson was on the show, which again, I feel like that's a huge get.
Yeah, did he spin a basketball on his finger?
Unclear from this article.
Okay.
Roddy Piper and Sergeant Slaughter.
I remember that episode.
But that's because, you know, you got Captain Lou on there.
Mm-hmm.
One episode, Ernie Hudson appeared as a slime buster.
Man, just let him... God damn it, Dan Aykroyd. Just let Ernie Hudson
be a Ghostbuster on other things. I mean, I get it on this. This was like, I'd be surprised if any of these celebrity guests were paid to
and
be on
honestly,
the show.
Honestly, like Ernie Hudson, what are you doing? Come on.
Yeah, this is like
on literally any other show.
I think this is like around when Ghostbusters 2 came out.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need, come on. They didn't tell the other guys they had to go beyond the Super Mario Brothers Super Show. Here's a weird one. Maurice LaMarche, who voiced Chief Quimby in the second season of Inspector Gadget and later went on to voice Gadget himself in Inspector Gadget's Last Case and Gadget and the Gadgetinis, which I missed at the box office. But so the guy who played at the time Chief Quimby went on this show as a live-action Inspector Gadget.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That
like, he
sense.
Was Inspector Gadget in the show, and Mario and Luigi performed surgery on him in the show.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah.
Because, like, what's there to even do? You don't perform surgery. You tinker
you know
like
what,
a mechanic.
Though? But they're plumbers.
Oh.
So maybe
so they're
Inspector
qualified.
Gadget had a bunch of pipes in there and stuff.
Maurice LaMarche is, like, he's, like, one of the voice actors.
I would assume if he could be Chief Quimby and Inspector
Gadget.
Yeah,
he's, like, worked consistently for, like, the last 40 years. He's, like, in everything.
Also, they had Elvira, Mistress of the Dark.
Has that always been one lady?
Yes. But that episode is not included in the DVDs. Probably too hot for DVDs.
Probably. They probably made a bunch of gross sex jokes that went over kids' heads.
Also, Captain Lou Albano appeared on the show, but not in the same shot as Super Mario at any time. So Luigi met Captain Lou.
That makes sense.
But Mario did not meet Captain Lou. And in the DVD release of the show, Lou Albano talked about filming these live-action skits which mainly involved him and Danny Wells getting a central plot and improvising the dialogue.
Oh, man. Oh, brother.
Which might give some indication as to why they're unwatchable nowadays.
You don't think Captain Lou is a good improviser?
No, especially when given the constraints of, like, they were probably explaining, like, okay, so he lives in the Mushroom Kingdom, and Captain Lou's like, listen, I made my career wearing rubber bands on my face. Maybe Captain Lou was preparing behind, your burrito.
Well, I'd be honored.
And one of those...
Tom, it would be an honor.
One of those rubber bands fell off his face.
Yeah. I just hope it didn't come out of anyone's hair.
Or face. Or beard. Captain Lou would wear them in his beard. He had to shave off his beard to be Super Mario.
Can you believe that Inspector Gadget, his friggin' voice was actually Don Adams?
Yeah, because it sounds like Don Adams.
Yeah, but that's crazy.
I mean, who else are you going to get?
I thought Don Adams would be living it up at the Playboy Mansion.
You can do both.
You get Maurice LaMarche, Tom. That's who you get.
Well, that's who they got later, once Don Adams was too busy at the Playboy Mansion talking into his shoe phone.
I don't know. I think I have an outsized
respect
for Don Adams. I think Don Adams is like this huge star. And also, he's been dead for like over a decade. But when I was a kid, like, whew, there was no bigger star in my mind than Don Adams. I was a real cool kid, Tom.
You would have been, if Don Adams came on as Inspector Gadget on the Super Mario Brothers Super Show, that would have blown my skirt up.
I would have lost my goddamn mind.
Lou Albano and Danny Wells also played female versions of themselves, Marianne and Luigina, who were Mario and Luigi's cousins.
Mm. This sounds like a fun show.
And they also played their hillbilly cousins, Mario, Joe, and Luigi Bob.
I'd like to see that episode, actually.
Yeah, that one sounds like it's going to be pretty good.
Maybe we'll get together and watch these shows this weekend, Tom.
I didn't know. I never.
My in-laws are in town, but I'll come to your house and watch this instead.
Well, you can invite them.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll love that.
I was unaware of this particular tidbit. There was also a show called King Koopa's Cool Cartoons, all with Ks, 4 Ks, so it's all right. It was a local American live-action children's show broadcast in Southern California during the holiday season of 1989 to 1990. The format of the show is in the tradition of classic children's television shows in the vein of Bozo the Clown.
Tom.
What?
My favorite part of every Complete Guide episode is when you drink a lot of beer.
Uh-huh.
And read verbatim from Wikipedia.
It's the most entertaining part. Stumbling over all the words.
Exactly.
Every third word. But they would. It was Bozo the Clown, but just a guy dressed as King Koopa.
Yeah, because kids and in 1989 would have watched anything.
And then they showed public domain cartoons.
Yeah, public domain cartoons made up like 80% of children's programming when we were children.
Yeah. Well, then stuff stopped going into public domain, like Andy Cap.
Yeah. Tom, can I get off the children's show for one second? Just to, this is a good segue.
I'm not familiar with the video
Do
games.
Do you know about Mr. Miyamoto, right?
Yeah.
He created.
Shigeru.
Yeah. He created Mario. But guess what? You know why it was Mario and Donkey Kong and Luigi and everything?
Because that's what he came up with.
No, he wanted to make a video game that starred Popeye, Bluto, and Olive Oil. And the higher-ups were like, you idiot. You can't make these are characters. You didn't make them. And he's like, all right, instead of Bluto, make it a freaking the ape or whatever he is.
He's
a donkey? Is he a donkey?
No. Oh, Donkey Kong?
Yeah.
No, he's King Kong.
He's a donkey, I think. And then they're like, instead of Popeye,
it's actually funny that, like, no, instead of Bluto, make it a incredibly thinly veiled copy of King Kong.
Right. Which, when will King Kong be in the public domain?
Universal sued Nintendo over Donkey Kong.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they win?
No, they lost.
Hence, take that, Universal.
Hence, that's how Donkey Kong got his country.
Wow. Yeah. From the counter suit.
From the counter suit. He was able to buy his own small island.
Tom, can we talk about something?
What?
Donkey Kong Country?
Yeah.
The best game.
A very good game.
That's ever been created.
Yeah.
And I read a thing about the NES, Super NES Classic.
Yeah.
That said,
why are you looking around conspiratorially?
It's fine. That said, that there are this no game.
There are a few Nintendo reps in the room, but they're.
They said it was a bad game and that it was a ripoff of like Banjo and Kazooie or something.
No, that was later, because that was a Nintendo 64 game.
There's something. There was something that they said it was a ripoff of, and I.
Donkey Kong or Super Mario, maybe. That game is not a ripoff of anything.
No.
It was just a fun game to play.
Yeah. John, can you stop dropping things, please? We're trying to record a podcast here. It's very serious. Sorry. You can go back to what you were talking about.
No,
but,
I was going
to
say, I never had the first Mario game that I owned. Well, I had Mario Brothers for Atari.
Atari, how old
but that
are you?
Was the I was young.
How old are you now? If you had an Atari when you were young.
I've talked about on this show.
How old you are? Tell everybody.
No, the great Atari mistake that I made as a child.
Ah, Tom Reynolds in The Great Atari Mistake.
Yeah. One of the biggest mistakes of my life, which was when I came of the age to have video games, like I didn't know that there was like a difference between systems. And that like some games were on some systems and some weren't on others.
That's how you wound up a Sega kid.
Yeah.
A real trash bucket.
But
a real piece of shit.
But they had commercials, and I remember seeing one of these commercials. I remember seeing it on Jeopardy. My parents were watching Jeopardy, and it was a commercial for the Atari 7800, I think is what it was. 72 or 7800.
Cool nomenclature.
I forget one it was.
No, I'm not saying it's you. It's just like, why do you have to name them these random numbers? Just
I remember 2600 was like the, but then there was, I think it was 7200.
Man, they more than tripled it.
That's what they wanted you to think. But in this commercial, there was a song about how the system was $49.
Wow.
And as a kid, I was like, oh, that sounds like
But $49,1986 is like
$10,000.
$10,000 from what I understand.
And I was just like, oh, that sounds great. That's the system I want. That's, you know, that's what I want. And it was outdated by the, you know, I got it as a kid and it was already, you know, obsolete. And then everybody else had NESs and I was very upset.
Tom.
So I didn't have a Mario game until, I had a Game
this
Boy.
This was your story?
I had a Game Boy, I had Mario Land, and then it wasn't until I got a Super Nintendo, and that came with, actually the Super Nintendo I got did not come with Super Mario World, but I bought it at Funko Land for like $5. Wow.
Tom,
Can
we go through all the video games featuring Mario?
Well, that's going to be too many. There's like 500.
Donkey Kong, Donkey Kong, Donkey Kong, Donkey Kong, Donkey Kong Jr., Donkey Kong Jr., Donkey Kong 2.
Tim, are you stuttering? What's going on?
Mario's Cement Factory. Do you know about this game?
Oh, that's the real, they leaned heavy into his mob ties in that game.
All right. That was in 1983. Mario's Bombs Away. Mario Brothers, which was... I remember like getting the opportunity to play Mario Brothers when I was like 7 years old, and I was like, "This sucks! This game sucks!"
Yeah, it's not nearly as much fun as Super Mario.
Yeah,
you realize what makes it super.
Super Mario Brothers was like the 20th game that Mario was in.
Yeah, it took a while.
Yeah,
He didn't even have a name at first. He was just Jumpman.
Yeah, Super Mario Brothers 2, which I never got into. Because it's
weird. Oh, you mean
weird.
Doki Doki Panic?
What's Doki Doki Panic?
That's the original. That's the game that they base it on.
Now it's a play. It's not a real game. That's the scuttlebutt around the millennials these days.
What?
That it's like the whole thing wasn't an actual thing. It's
That the game. Yeah, because I mean, it has curtains and stuff. Yeah. I never thought of that, but it makes a lot of sense. Well, it's a dream at the end. Spoilers, but at the end, it's a dream.
Oh, no. Three is the play.
Three is the one that has curtains. Yeah. Okay.
Three is the best game there is.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, too, like theatrically, meaning taking place in a theater. Boy, that's a hell of a play.
I'd pay to see that.
Yeah, I mean, stagecraft alone to move all those elements in and out.
Yeah. Imagine the,
That'd be a thing to see.
Tom, he makes an appearance in Tetris, in Alleyway, in Baseball, Super Mario Land, which was a Game Boy
game.
Did
you mention Wrecking Crew?
I saw it on the list. Now,
I don't know. Our friend Dan had Wrecking Crew growing up. And
friend of the show, Dan Deacon.
And he said when you beat the game, a screen came up with a place to send a letter and they'd send you a hat.
Did you and Dan and AJ just lie to each other constantly?
That's all we did.
Why didn't Dan have that hat then? Dan, if you're listening, which I know you're not, where's the hat?
I forget if he said that they wrote him back and they said they were out of them. Or if he said they sent him the hat and he lost it. Either way, I'm sure he was telling the truth. Yeah, I mean, our childhood, me, Dan, and AJ hung out every day and just lied to each other.
You told AJ you had a hoverboard, and then when he came to call you on it, the first time you guys ever hung out, when you were in first grade, you told him it was in the shop.
I walked him to the garage first. And then
you're like, think, Reynolds, think.
No, literally, because it was like a shared garage. Like,
so you saw AJ. You met AJ on the playground.
Yeah.
You bragged that you had a real working hoverboard.
Yeah.
You didn't know AJ from Adam.
No.
AJ shows up at your house later that day after school. It was like, hey, why don't we see this hoverboard? I'd like to ride your hoverboard.
Yeah, like my panic. Mom. Yeah, my mom was like, there's a little boy here to see you. He says he knows you from school. And I was like, oh, of course. You must be here to see the hoverboard.
You must be my colleague, AJ.
Yeah. And I thought I would come up with something on the short walk, like the 30-foot walk to the garage. Yeah. But I didn't.
He's still friends to this day.
Yeah.
The godfather of his son.
He doesn't have a son, and I'm not the godfather.
One day, if he ever has a son, he'll be the godfather.
He sent me an email yesterday about a bad dream he had, though.
Nice.
That I was involved in. We were all hanging out at a party, and but there was a guy there who had mind control.
Tom, I don't want to hear about a third party's dream. We have so many games to get through. Tom, we haven't talked about Dr. Mario. We haven't talked about any of the Mario Karts.
I talked about Dr. Mario.
Mario.
I talked about
missing.
The time him and Luigi fixed Inspector Gadget.
Did you ever play Mario is Missing? That's you play as goddamn Luigi the whole time.
Yeah, but it's
you go
like
to, like,
a
art
learning
museums.
Game.
Yeah, it
yeah,
sucks.
It's stupid.
Mario's Time Machine. Tom, we have to do another episode on Mario because we're out of time here.
Yeah.
But what the hell was this episode?
You know what? It was a look into the psyche of Mario.
Yeah, I'll buy that.
You can, in the new game, you can play, you can be Mario in his underwear. He still has to wear a hat, though.
Makes Cappy.
Him, yeah.
It's written into Cappy's contract.
One of the caps.
Paper Mario.
Paper Mario is a super fun game.
Mario Golf.
Yeah.
Mario is Missing.
You can also play.
Say that again.
A lot of time, like when I play this new Mario game, here's the costume I like to wear. Mario in his underwear, but then his hat is a captain's hat like Sully.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You just want to see Sully in his underpants.
And this is as close as I'm going to get.
I don't know. Maybe, I'm not saying anything, but maybe you should renew your Playgirl subscription.
Man, that, Playgirl should get Sully.
Sully
Jeez,
and Playgirl.
I'd buy a copy
Man,
of
yeah,
Playgirl
that would
if it had
fly
Sully.
Off the goddamn
yeah.
shelves.
It wouldn't even have to be explicit.
No!
In fact, I'd prefer they leave a little to the imagination.
I just
want to
buy some pictures of Sully in his flight suit.
I don't... Well, Tim, you'd be lucky if you got one picture of him in his flight suit. I think the rest, it would be various stages of undress.
I'm not looking for that. I just want to see him in.
I don't think he'd ever take that captain's hat off, though.
I'd like to see him in a captain's hat, but like at different angles.
Oh, like when he's off the clock?
Yeah.
Uh huh.
I'd like to get drunk with Sully. I bet he's a fun drunk.
Oh, I bet he could drink us under the table and fly a plane right into the
goddamn
river.
Goddamn Sully.
Yeah.
He's just definitely an alcoholic.
If you like the show, you can find out more at tcgt.com. You can email us, thecompleteguideeverything@gmail.com. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/completeguide. Follow us on Twitter @CompleteGuide. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram @TomReynolds.
Follow me on those things @YourPalTim.
And if you want to support the show, support our sponsors. They're great. Also, check out tcgte.com/Amazon for your normal everyday Amazon shopping. That also helps us. And tcgte.com/pledge, where you can support the show through Patreon and get weekly mini episodes like Fast Food Friday, the Justice League Minute, the Riverdale Review.
TCGTE Backstage.
All kinds of.
That's the one
of,
that just dropped. We're all caught up on that, too.
There's like a whole other network.
It really is. It's a bizarre network.
Yeah.
I think next week might be Don Adams. A love letter to Don Adams.
Yeah. The Don Adams.
Imagine Don Adams and Sully as roommates.
As my roommates?
No, like a Three's Company situation. That you watch on TV, yeah.
Don Adams and boy, that would be our generation's odd couple.
Yeah, I don't know because they're both kind of the straight. They're both on the straight.
Well,
and narrow.
One's long dead.
That's true.
Yeah.
Maybe if it was a Weekend at Bernie's situation where Sully had to convince somebody that Don Adams was still alive.
No, I think that'd be depressing. I don't want to see that. I don't think he'd do that good of a job.
No. I don't know. Sully, look.
He's good
Sully
under
can
pressure.
Pretty much do any, exactly.
Yeah. Don't underestimate him. And don't underestimate under.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.